The scripture lesson comes from John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such the Father seeks to worship him, for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. I'm telling y'all, my worship life changed after seeing those kids in true worship at Asbury Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky. For my entire life, church and worship services, it had been all about me. What did I learn? And did I get anything out of the sermon? And did the choir sing what I liked? And was the congregation welcoming? Was everybody in attendance? And what did they have on? And where are we going to eat afterwards? And listen, some of these things may be important. What's important is your focus on Jesus. We are not the audience. God is the audience. Did he enjoy the songs? Is he pleased with the sermon? Did he feel we were welcoming or sitting in the pews with open hearts? Now is the time of transformation of the church. I'm telling y'all, the programs and talents and techniques of building itself are great but not required. We don't even need a budget to find ourselves caught up in the Spirit of God. What we do need is faithfulness and becoming more like Christ. We don't need to focus on doing good. We need to strive of being good. You can pack all the backpacks you want and be mean as a snake and gossip and talk about people. See, it don't work that way. Titus chapter 2, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all our wickedness and purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what's good. Lord, forgive us for taking control of your church and just leaving you in the wake of as we just forward charge ahead. Lord, let us drop in nets of who we are like a fisherman did when you first called them. And let us take up our crosses and follow you. Transform us, Lord, from the inside out. Bring revival to the hearts and minds and to those in the church. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.